Welcome to Murondoy.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit RepublicGuyana.com, click the Republic Online sign up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balances and more anywhere at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign up process and do your banking from home. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with Expansion Anchor Bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Small Business Bureau is offering small business relief grants and services to registered small businesses experiencing significant economic challenges as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic in Guyana. The relief support is intended to strengthen and sustain small businesses through provision of the following: relief grants to sustain business operations and retain employees, training and development support to establish and market businesses through online platforms, diversify businesses, and forge supply partnership. Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship.
In our last episode, Defined be rated unique for not yet registering the Boston restaurant with the Center for Local Business Development. They discussed Coretta's allegations about food poisoning from eating food from the restaurant, and Unique assured her that they were observing strict protocols. She agreed to register right away to quell the rumors Coretta was spreading. Patsy arrived, not to buy food, but to ridicule the restaurant and taunt Divine about Brian being her unborn child's father. Bibi called Kavita, who, as usual, was very rude, accusing Mala of abandoning her and Kimal. Right now, Dinah is calling at Sister Patsy.
Sister Patsy! Sister Patsy!
Is what you doing at me gate balling out me name Dinah Boston?
I hear you still spreading rumor about me restaurant. If you know what good for you, lay down today.
Wait, it's threat you threatening me, Dinah?
How much years you buying food from Boston restaurant? You ever end up with food poisoning?
Look, Dinah, you might be the cleanest woman on the planet, but can you swear for them people who working with you?
Me staff is clean people who just follow the rules.
Dinah, you know coronavirus got people doing all kind of strange things. Suppose there's a case where one of your staff stressed out, eh?
You trying for say me staff got coronavirus now?
No, that is not what I'm saying. But suppose one of them got a family member that's sick or somebody dead for them and it confused them. Next thing you know, they don't wash the vegetables properly or even the hands. Or they mix up raw and cooked food or ain't cook the fish thoroughly.
I could swear for me staff.
I know. You just be there all the time, eh? All now I won't even be surprised if they got some big rats in Boston restaurant kitchen and you never see them.
But see, what you need to do is look for the big rat in your own kitchen instead of walking around Maroondi spreading rumors.
Hello, you done it right there. I's a tidy woman. Come now and see how spick and span my kitchen is. Spick and span. I know all about cleanliness and food safety.
All I asking you is to stop spreading rumors. You know as a lady, don't make joke. And if you're honest with yourself, you would know I don't mess around with people's food.
But I don't say must be one of your workers. Suppose it's one of them sneeze upon the food or something. All now, one or all of them could very well got coronavirus and then no. Because you know enough people don't show any symptoms.
Sister Patsy.
You and I could got it and you ain't no dino. Next thing is the virus end up in the food and get Coretta sick.
I know you dotish, but I didn't thought you so stupid. The virus don't spread, sir. You just get it from person to person contact or through direct contact with droplets when an infected person sneeze or cough.
All right, take wind, dino. Well, then you really got to be bothered for end up at me house.
All them things you just talk with people, you ever worry that it won't come back to you? You ain't think you're going to punish before you're dead for your wickedness?
Since when I is a wicked woman, Dinah?
Spreading rumors about Boston restaurant is wickedness. And let me tell you, Patsy, I ain't going to take it, sir.
Wait, like you going to walk for me? So wait, it's true what people just say about you?
Take warning, Patsy. Stop your wickedness.
Look, let me go and cook my little food, yeah? The place clean, raw and cooked food separate, and I just cook my meat them properly. Instead of you come till here for cost me, you should have been making sure yourself clean your kitchen and get rid of all them big rats where you got.
But use the biggest rat in Maroondi, Sister Patsy.
Fix your mask and go with God, Dinah. Look at you risking COVID just to come and cost me. Try don't collapse before you reach back to Boston's dirty restaurant.
Mark me words, Patsy. Your day coming. Mark me words today.
We care about you, so everybody we run
us. Madam, I'm the deputy village chairman. I told you already the power utility upgrade program is ongoing, and that's the reason you're seeing the GPL contractors.
You see if I worry with Sister Patsy.
You didn't let them in? Why, madam? So you don't want the upgrade like everybody else. The upgrade includes the meter and network. And refusing the meter would be refusing electricity from GPL. Okay, ma'am, enjoy the rest of your day.
Is who are you?
Is this woman calling me to complain about the GPL contractors?
They do she something?
This is the second time she called, you know. The first time I tell her, she called GPL if she was unsure. The contractors identify themselves, show ID, they're wearing the mask and everything and still.
Gosh, some people dotish.
You would think the power upgrade is a bad thing, how she behaving.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, she's in the minority who wants to stress out GPL workers. Once an adult is present and the workers identify themselves, people need to allow them on their premises to do their job of changing the meter, the pole and the service line.
And if you got questions, call GPL. It's simple. Why is she calling and harassing you?
You know.
Anyway, today must be a day for upstarts. I just done with the one Sister Patsy.
Oh gosh, you cuss you out.
We can't allow the woman to run around this village scandalizing with business unique. This got to stop before it get out of hand.
If you ask me, done out of hand already.
Well, it gone done just now.
I was thinking though, Granny, we should evaluate some things.
Like what?
You know, like how we supposed to keep food at safe temperatures?
We don't do that?
Yes, but we could be a little more careful. Like how we ain't supposed to leave cooked food at room temperature for more than 2 hours. And we should refrigerate all cooked and perishable food right away.
Well, we don't ever get food left back.
Not until now.
Oh, Father.
Plus, you know, some people serve cold food. They shouldn't be. Cooked food should be piping hot just before serving.
And you shouldn't store cooked food too long in the fridge or thaw out food at room temperature. Well, you can tell me that I ain't know.
Granny, you would be surprised to know how many people don't know this.
You need anybody with a food handler certificate supposed to know though.
This is information everybody should know.
Well, yes.
It's Sister Patsy.
What the Jezebel want?
Hello?
I hope you know your grandmother comes till here and threatens to work for me.
What?
I can let Maroondi people know that besides a witch.
Sister Patsy, bye.
Who she want?
How you say you gonna walk punchy?
See the woman? Unique, mark me words. If we wake up tomorrow and hear something bad happen to Sister Patsy, I ain't got a tear for shed or a sympathy for give nobody.
Mr. Goldman, is there really going on up the road, man? Like they got a fete?
Well, Anil, you hear and see for yourself what's going on in these parts.
Wait, man. People ain't got no concern for the health, man.
Right now, they got men out there who's supposed to be in quarantine.
What? Man, you lie.
Telling you, that's why I staying far.
Oh, Lord. Oh, look, John coming up the road there.
And not a mask on. You see, them bunny in cake.
John, what more, eh? Where your mask?
Mask? Anil, me don't tell you I ain't there, Pondo.
People dying every day with this coronavirus, you know. It's time you start taking this thing seriously, buddy.
Me ain't know nobody that dead.
John.
So wait. You got to know somebody who dead before you start taking coronavirus seriously?
I don't tell you. Me ain't believe in this thing.
You know, I thought I really get through to you.
Look, let me pass on Galam away. I go in and sport little.
John, me ain't think you should go there.
So now you're telling me where I can and can't go?
All I'm saying is that the God man down there who test positive and should be quarantining, but they're sporting.
Well, if they're sporting, it means they ain't got no symptoms.
Do you mean they still can't infect you, you know, John?
And since they ain't got no symptoms, they probably ain't got no virus either.
John, man, I thought you wiser than that, boy.
Listen, I got my things them I just drink for fight off any sickness.
Mm-hmm. And what is that?
Right now, the going thing is drinking strong liquor.
John, boy.
Wait, man. Now you two with this chubbiness, man. I see a youth man come up from Rundai doing the same thing. Hand sanitizer, rubbing alcohol, and all them things ain't for drink.
I ain't see you kill nobody yet. All them are looking strong.
You might be the first.
Look, y'all gonna let me pass and galama, wait.
John, you know with the rate this thing going up, it could wipe out a small community. Buddy, you ain't concerned about your community?
Anil, look, indigenous people in this country survive worse. No little virusing and wipe we out.
But still, man, you got to be safe.
So, I supposed to save the community? I look like a two-show?
I ain't saying that, man.
Look, at the rate this thing going, all of we got to take some personal responsibility. The leaders could only do so much. In the end, it's we behavior that gonna determine whether we survive or perish with this coronavirus.
Well, y'all try. I gone.
John, look.
What? No, Anil.
Look. I got some extra masks here. I supply them boys who work with me. And take two, man.
Alright, thanks.
John, you gonna put it on now?
Later.
Alright. Well, just make sure you put it on properly, right? Let cover your nose, your mouth, and your chin.
Alright, man.
What we gonna do with this fella, Mr. Goldman?
By Anil, you can't help people until they want to be helped.
Yeah, that's true.
So, when you going to Marundai, man?
Soon, boy. I miss my wife bad.
Well, I thinking about making a spin down there, too. I got a special lady down there I've been thinking about lately, boy.
Mr. Goldman. All right, bro. I can catch up later.
Molesting me at this hour. I don't know this number. Hello?
My dear Dinah Boston.
Who's this?
Oh, come on. Don't tell me you forget my voice already.
Mr. Goldman?
Yes, dear.
Well, is which hall you crawl out from?
I know it's been a while.
You just up and left Marundai and never look back.
I'm thinking of returning.
In this coronavirus season?
Yes. Are you being safe?
I surviving. Right now I got stress all wrong. People trying to scandal me restaurant like we don't practice food safety.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
It's so some people miserable.
Well, I call at the right time. You sound like you need a friend.
I need more than friends. I need to get this thing under control to save my restaurant.
So tell me what I can do to help, Dino.
Oh, you could do from the bush.
So, you're admitting you want to see me?
Don't play with me, Mr. Goldman.
I might surprise you soon.
Anyway, I got to sleep it late.
Wait, let me sing a song to put you to sleep.
What
do you say? Something to ease the stress?
You have been listening to today's episode of Marundai.